you must excuse Odd Job, Mr. Bond.
Yeah, it's time for Odd Jobs. Every week at this time, I speak to someone with an odd job. We've had a port pilot, Nottingham's official Robin Hood, a colour analyst, a professional cuddler, a polling clerk, a tower crane operator, a drone photographer, a rip and horn blower, a latte artist, a storm namer, a crime scene cleaner, a food stylist, an ethical hacker, a falconer, and a snake milker. So today I'm joined in the studio by Jez Worsnick. Jez, what is your odd job?
I am a quiz master and run a quiz company.
So you're a professional host of pub quizzes?
I am indeed, yeah. Pub quizzes and events, yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, originally, I wanted to be a Pontins blue coat.
Okay.
But no, that didn't happen. I ended up auditioning for drama school and attended the Birmingham School of Speech Training and Dramatic Art. Did a three-year course there. Popped out as an actor. Was acting for a fair few years, and obviously as an actor you start doing odd jobs to make money between the acting roles. And one of those odd jobs I started doing was being a quizmaster, and I thought I quite enjoy this, and I rather like the idea. I've always enjoyed facts and stats and things like that, so I thought actually I could put my hand to this. So I started writing my own quizzes, and then I launched my own company back in 2007. And went into it full-time in 2009.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, because, I mean, my experience of having hosted pub quizzes and things before, it's normally it's one of the locals with a sheet of paper and something they've copied off the internet.
That is
so how much better are your quizzes?
Well, that's certainly the way quizzes used to be, yeah. But now people expect a professional approach to things, yeah. I think. And they want people out there, interacting with people and being vibrant and entertaining. That's what it is. It's a night of entertainment. People are paying their money to join in, and it is a night of entertainment. And we treat our quizzes very much as theatre shows.
Yeah.
So, the quizmaster gets there before, sets up, does the get-in, as it were, sets everything up ready for the quiz, collects the money, and then they do their performance. So they do their first half, an interval, second half, results. The performance is there. And people are entertained throughout the night by the quizmaster, who's roving around the pub. They're not standing behind the bar, mumbling into a microphone. They are wandering around the pub. Yeah. They are chatting to the punters, and they are making sure that everybody's, active and a part of the night.
So give me your do's and don'ts then. What makes a good quiz and what makes a bad one?
Well, a good quiz have properly structured questions that are only going to get one answer.
I hope the team are listening to this.
Don't open yourself up to arguments.
Yeah.
Because that does happen. It took me, it's a real skill.
There's an art to writing.
It takes us hours to write our quizzes because they go through draft after draft. Because what you're doing really is you're preparing a script that is both readable for the quizmaster, but also very concise for those listening, so you get the answer that you want. So the quiz is obviously the most important thing. Have a quizmaster who can speak clearly.
Yeah.
Don't have somebody who mumbles so everybody keeps saying, pardon?
Yeah. Can we have that again?
Can you repeat? So have that, just make sure that everybody is in there and being entertained. I think that's the thing. It is all just down to making people happy on that night that they're in the pub.
Now, I obviously wouldn't claim to be a professional like you, but I, over the years, I particularly hosted a quiz every year amongst political journalists in Westminster. But it's general knowledge. It's not all politics. But they're very competitive, and they don't like it, like you said, if the answer can be open to interpretation. Mm. But the rule we try to have is that you might not know the answer, but when you hear the answer, you want to think, oh, yes, what you don't want is a question you don't really understand. And even when you've got the answer, you're like, oh,
absolutely,
I don't know about that. So try to hit that sweet spot.
Well, that's part of the writing of the quiz, because what we try and do is make a quiz that is has the variety in it that appeals to everybody in that room.
Yeah.
And we just do a general knowledge quiz. We splash it all over the place so that you don't know. We don't do, categories, because then if you don't like sport, you sit there going, I don't know anything about sport, so I'm out of it. So we do totally random general knowledge, and we just throw these questions out. And yes, like you say, you get those questions where everybody goes, oh, yeah, of course, that's the answer. I knew that all along. And it is just about making sure that there's something in there for everybody. So you just cover every topic that you can possibly squeeze in to 40 questions.
Do you have a favourite quiz question?
Oh, no, don't. No, I'm going to say no, because off the top of my head, off the top of my head, I can't think of one. So let's know.
Easily the worst that we've ever had at one of the press gallery ones was, which I didn't write. Somebody, I think the question was, what is the third largest cathedral by volume? And there was nearly a riot.
Yeah, that is, I mean, go for number one.
Yeah.
Don't go for number
three. Well, everyone knows the first two.
Absolutely.
So you need to go and make it harder.
Well, you'll get your cathedral enthusiast, or we have to listen.
I think it was Lincoln.
Oh, that now? Oh, I wish I'd said it now.
Yeah.
That's what everybody says in a quiz, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, that's what you want. And you want everybody to have their moment to shine in a quiz.
Yeah.
You know, you have that person who sits in a quiz, and they're sitting there for the whole quiz going, I don't know any of these. And then you ask that one question where they certainly go, I never realised that this little nugget of information would come in useful.
Yeah, yeah.
But everybody in my team, I have the answer to that question.
And it's interesting, because we have a quiz on the show, I quite often come across things. I think, oh, that's quite a good question for a quiz, and sort of tuck it. Are you doing that all the time?
I do that all the time. My phone is just full of notes,
yeah,
because I'm sitting, reading, watching, listening, and I'll see something and I'll think, oh, that's interesting. I'll take that. And then, of course, you go and do the research and you look into it and you go, no, that's not suitable for a quiz question. But there is quite often you look into it.
Down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah. And you look into other stuff and you go, oh, that's a gem. And you might get sort of five or six questions that you can take from it and spread out across various quizzes. So, yeah, never stop.
And you said you started, what, 2007?
Yeah.
So the one big change that happened over that time is the rise of the smartphone.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
How do you deal with Googlers?
Well, unfortunately, it's very, very difficult. If they're really determined, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
But we stipulate no mobile phones, no electronic devices to enter to research these answers while the quiz is happening. Don't run off to the toilet and look at your mobile phones, because you always come back with a funny little smirk on your face,
yeah,
and then you see them scampering up to their teams.
I think it's the sugar babes.
Yeah. So we do issue that at the beginning of a quiz. There are people who will ignore you.
But also, what's the point? To get one more?
Well, this is it.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, you know, even in the early days, there were people who were doing it. I remember, this is back around 2006, 2007, some of the people did have the early smartphones. And, of course, then it was a total novelty.
Yeah.
And you didn't think they'd be able to get it.
But the internet then, they'd have had to only do the first round. They might have just about downloaded it by the time for the end of the quiz.
Yeah.
So, Jez, we do a quiz every day,
yeah,
at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Will you hang around and have a go at our quiz?
I will.
At the very least, you can review the quality of the question writing.
I don't want my reputation in tatters by the end of it.
The only reputation that normally ends up in tatters is whoever wrote the quiz. So
all right.
I think you'll be fine.
I will give it a go.
Fab, Jez is going to hang around. We'll do that just before 1 o'clock. Before that,